The News from Lake Wobegon podcast is brought to you by Pillsbury Crescent Dinner Rolls in your grocer's refrigerated section. Make an easy wow for dinner tonight in just 11 minutes with fresh-baked Pillsbury Crescents for dinner. Home is calling. And by the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort, the bed that lets you adjust the mattress firmness to your preference, your sleep number. Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown. Out there on the edge of the prairie, we got some good snow here this last week. Good hard snowfall like you'd expect in Minnesota at this time of year. There was a sleet storm, too. Freezing rain fell on Monday. The sidewalks and the highways got all slippery. People left for home, people driving slowly, husbands and wives arguing in the cars whether it was slow enough. Sidewalks were slippery, and some people fell down before Bud came around with the salt. But if they were hurt, they did not say so. They just got right up, which is sort of the norm in the town that I come from. Children were hoping for a snow day on Monday, hoping snow would cause school to be canceled, but it was not. It wasn't bad enough. When do you start canceling school in Minnesota? Not sure what the line is there. People in my part of the country are afflicted with a great sense of calm, don't you know? We look at danger and we don't flinch. If we had been the Egyptians, I'm not sure we ever would have let the children of Israel go. We just would have taken it all in stride. We said, boy, the frogs are kind of heavy this year, aren't they? Sun didn't come out at all today. Boy, well, that's quite a deal. I notice a lot of firstborn children are missing. Have you? But there was a big group of people out for the community carol sing out in front of the Christmas tree statue of the unknown Norwegian. It's the one place where Catholics and Lutherans come together to sing in the course of the year. And so it's a very dramatic event. It's very cold out there. But Father Wilmer and Pastor Inquist had worked to get a good crowd together. And they were all there. Talking, children running around through the crowds of people, great billows of steam coming out of their mouths. Someone was looking around for the lyrics. Someone was supposed to print up the lyrics and pass them around, and nobody had. And Arlene Bunsen was upset about that. She wasn't sure who was responsible for it. And she's a little upset anyway because her son Dwayne is not coming home from Houston, Texas this year. He was supposed to come home last year for Christmas and fly to Minneapolis, but for some reason, his plane got rerouted to Mexico and down to Michoacan province. And he liked it so well that he's going to Mexico this year for Christmas as well. Her daughter, Barbara Ann Bunsen, is not coming home from Chicago, but she sent Christmas aromas in a spray can. Saffron and cranberry and snow fresh and anise and vanilla, all of them in separate spray cans. They sprayed some around the house this last week, and Clarence just broke down and wept. It was a lovely thing. People had gotten together before that Christmas carol sing outdoors. The Catholics got together in the basement of Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility, and the Lutherans got together in the basement of the Lutheran church, and it was a lovely time. It always is when it's so cold out. It really brings people together. It's the best time of year. You feel so grateful to be indoors, and people were drinking hot chocolate with marshmallows and cookies and some weak Lutheran coffee as well, and reminiscing, talking about Christmas is past. The Headlands were remembering how they got married. They decided to get married on Christmas Eve. They'd gone to a party, and then they got tired of it, and they went and they parked in his pickup truck. It was a cold, cold night, and the wind was blowing. And they started talking about what they really loved. They loved Spanish songs and Mexican food, and they loved puns, and they loved the idea of travel, and they loved the fortifying breakfasts, eggs and bacon and potatoes. And just out of the blue, he just burst out, and he said that he loved her, and he couldn't imagine living without her. And he kissed her in a way he never had kissed her before, which people do on a winter night when they just need to exchange respiration. And Mr. Tollerud was recalling how he had skied once naked at midnight down that long hill and all the way downtown, absolutely naked except for his ski boots and a ski cap, and how exhilarating that was and wonderful it was. But people saw the kids running around and they thought, as people always do at Christmas, parents remember the worst things they ever did to their children, those memories that keep coming back after you like angry dogs. The time you were in the sidetrack tap and you'd had a beer and a bump and then another bump and then a beer and another bump, and you were telling somebody the story about your friend who had gotten struck by a mirror falling off the ceiling of a motel. And the phone rang and Wally answered it, and then he said, "It's your wife." And you took the phone and she said, "Did you forget about the hayride?" And you got in your car and you drove as fast as you could back home. And there was your daughter and all of her fifth grade classmates sitting on the porch. They'd been waiting for 40 minutes for Daddy to come home. You hitched up the tractor to the hay rack as quick as you could and you toss some hay on it. And you tried to be as jolly as you could and get them to all sing Jingle Bells, but you couldn't remember the words. And now you looked at your daughter and you knew that she knew that you were drunk. And you would never live this down in your own mind. It would come back to you every year at Christmas. And the time you were driving to your parents out in the country and there was a big snowdrift across their driveway, and you thought, you know, if I just get up some speed, I can blast on through this thing. And you put the gas pedal down, and at the last minute, you remembered your son was standing up on the seat next to you, and you threw your arm across him, and you just managed to keep him from smashing his little self against the dashboard. You will remember that for the rest of your life. Even though he was so excited when you hit the snowdrift. And he said, "Please, let's do that again." You will never, ever forget that. All these things were on their minds as they gathered in front of the statue of the unknown Norwegian. Steam billowing out from their mouths. And then, of course, you know, when they sing Christmas carols, the Lutherans do have to show off. Because they all grew up in choir. They all grew up singing parts. And so they show off, singing "Angels We Have Heard on High," and they do all the glow. And the Catholics are just singing like condemned sheep. Like sheep being hauled along by ropes around their necks. And then Mr. Helgeson gets up and starts conducting as if somebody needs to do this. The Lutherans just lord it over the Catholics when it comes to songs, except when it comes to Silent Night. Silent Night puts all singers in their place. There's no showing off with Silent Night. It puts everybody on the ground level. When they all sing it, it's such a beautiful thing. Everybody all together, "Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round your Virgin Mother and Child,
holiday. That song and some cookies and some candles are really all that you ever need. Don't need to mess around with much shopping. Ballpoint pen, a scarf, some underwear, a book. That's all anybody needs. You shouldn't worry as you come up close to Christmas. You shouldn't sweat the dinner. Just turkey, that's good. Turkey. Mashed potatoes. The ones in the box are good enough. Really. The yams in the can, they're okay. Pumpkin pie, there's no point in baking your own. The best pumpkin pie you ever tasted was not that much better than the worst pumpkin pie. It's like Silent Night. Add some nutmeg if you don't like it. Make sure you invite all sorts of people to your home for Christmas, not just people who think the same as you do. Invite some evangelicals. They always make Christmas much more interesting. Yeah, get some fundamentalists in there. They'll put some fun into Christmas for all the rest of you. And you want to have a little drama for Christmas, too. You don't want it all to be flat, you know. You all sit down to turkey and potatoes and yams and the cranberries, and you're all in a good mood. But, you know, you don't want to try to perpetuate that through hours and hours. You want to have a little drama. You need a second act for Christmas. At some point, it's your duty as a host, your duty to stand up and ding on your glass, and you say, nobody in this family has ever accepted me as an individual. Nobody has ever seen me for who I am. And go and lock yourself in the bathroom and just stay in there for a while. And then you have the reconciliation. That's the final act of Christmas. And you sing Silent Night one more time. You have a glass of wine, you put your arm around each other, and you all cry, Silent Night, Holy Night, shepherds quake at the sign, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. That's news from Lake Wobegon. All the women are strong, no matter good looking. All the children, how about that?
The News from Lake Wobegon podcast is brought to you by Pillsbury Crescent Dinner Rolls in your grocer's refrigerated section. Make an easy wow for dinner tonight in just 11 minutes with fresh-baked Pillsbury Crescents for dinner. Home is calling.